Court. A person who made a nether, not to have a nether from his friend. He's allowed to pay the machsa shekel for him. A chiddush. I'm causing him to gain, and he's not allowed to have enough from me. Since I'm not giving him the money, I'm just causing the choyv that he has to pay to go off. That's considered indirect, and it's permitted. Okay. Yeah. Pareya is choyv. He could also pay off his loans. So some say it's dafka that the loiva is not a tough, the malta, the one who lent the money, is not really pressing him. He says, whenever you have the money, pay me back. So I'm not really giving him benefit because he could push him off the malta indefinitely. But others say, no, it's even talking about regular choyv, because the maisa, by paying him off, I'm not really giving him money, I'm just preventing the one who lent him the money to run after. Maisa levy does so, one is permitted also to maisa zaveda, even though he gave something. But the ma'ase, I'm doing a mitzvah. Yeah, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm not really giving him anything because the thing belonged to him before. I'm just making it available for him. But in a case where people charge for the Shabbos Aveda, so then if I give it to him for free, I'm basically benefiting him that amount of money. So the amount of money which I would have gained, he has to pay. But it says the payment should go to Hektish. Now, why can't it go to me? It must be to my case that they made an agreement that I'm Mudr Hanor from you and you from me. In other words, if there's only problem that one side, the one who lost that Veda, is not allowed to have Hanor from me, so let him pay me. And then he's not getting Hanor from me. But if he pays me, I'm getting Hanor from him. And if we made a nether that neither of us would have Hanor from one another, then there's a problem. Then he has to give away the money, but to Hektish. Give away the money, shouldn't gain from it, but give it to Hektish.